And welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a behind-the-scenes look at what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. We're just recently back from Comic-Con at home, so pardon the t-shirts.
On the back.
Yeah, he was the front of the line, now he's the end of the line. So, on the front, he's the end. So, we thought today we'd talk about our website.
That's right.
Which is power, it's always a mouthful, powersquaredcomicbook.com, and kind of give you a little idea of what's on there and what we're going to be hopefully doing in the very near future.
Yeah. We've talked about the website before, but we wanted to give you an idea of what you can actually see there.
Right.
So I guess we'll jump right into it.
Right.
So this is the website as it looks now.
Yeah. So this is the front page, the landing page, I guess, as they call it. Right.
Yeah, for Podbean listeners, we're going to try to do this like a guided museum tour.
Right. So you'll notice that there's the homepage has images of Marty and Eli and gives you a place where you can instantly, of course, buy the comic book.
Link to our socials.
Yes, which is right on here. It does not include Tumblr, but it's got Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest,
Instagram,
LinkedIn, and YouTube.
That's right.
As we are everywhere.
We upload to YouTube every single week.
That's right. And or more than twice a week sometimes.
Yeah.
And we also have a Tumblr account, which there was not an option for on GoDaddy.
Yeah.
And there's some images from of the characters. And then there's a place where you can contact us. We, of course, would love to get questions or comments about Power Squared. And so there's a place there where you can instantly directly email us.
That's right.
Or everything being instant. So then we have a page dedicated to our great creative team, which starts with me and Paul. But there's little avatars for us. The one of me was drawn specifically. Yeah, especially for this website, and I've used it other places as well. The Paul and Trevor one may look familiar, as that's the same one that's on the homepage.
Yeah. I think we all wrote our own bios.
Right. There's a bio for all three of us. And as a bonus, there is also bios for the artist and the colorist, Rachel and Julia.
That's right.
With links on...
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. So we're talking about her ears must have been burning. there's also places where you can get in contact with them if you want. Then we have a little bit about the past people that had worked with us and links to, as best we can, where you can find them. And then, even further down, we show the logo. Who designed that was Jack. And then we have a little thing about the music.
Yeah, the royalty-free music.
That we use, as you will hear on this podcast.
Yes, if you're on Podbean.
Right.
There's...
Or if you watch this...
I think it's a thing where you have to credit the artist.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Right.
We've got a drop down for the first 9 issues.
Right. And it goes through kind of a... It starts from the bottom up. We have like a little bit of a preview of the we have the cover, a couple of pages, and then a little tiny blurb about it, and then who actually worked on it.
Yeah.
And we have that for all 9 issues, so that would just be fun to go through. Up to Math Magical Part 2, and again, we have a brand new creative team on that, as opposed to issue number 1.
Right.
I was noticing that, because we'll get to this in a minute, things we're going to be doing on the website, but I was noticing that, you know, Rachel's sort of been involved. She did the cover for 3, so she's been with us a long time.
Yes.
And contributing.
And we appreciate it.
Yes. So so we have all the issues. And then, you know, again, you might want to buy them.
Yeah.
So we have links to the 4 different platforms we're available.
Yes. We've retitled this to the Campus Store.
Right, which also we'll get to later while we're doing that. Yes, it's called the Campus Store, and we have a link to Comixology, which is where you can buy them digitally, Artith Merrick, where you can buy them in print on demand, and the merch.
Yes.
The valuable merch we encourage everyone to buy. Indie Planet, where you can buy digital and print versions. And then if you have a Kindle, no excuse, there's a Kindle store where you can buy all the 9 issues.
Yes, the Kindle store was a recent addition.
Yes, yes it was. Yes, yes it is.
So, then we've got our join page.
Yes. Now, this has got a link, of course, to the newsletters. We started out doing just a Power Squared newsletter. We renamed it the Helm Dogs Howl after the school paper.
Yes.
In the comic book. And then we decided to do that once a month and then do something in between, which we call the Bark.
Yes.
Which is a little briefer. It's basically the same stuff that's in the Hound Dog's Howl, but doesn't have, like, I'll say features that are in the Hound Dog's Howl.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, we'll get to as well. And then there's places where you can watch our videos on YouTube, a link to that, a link to this Twitch channel, which you've already found, apparently. if you're listening to it on, or watching us on Twitch. Then we have links to where you can listen to the podcast, Podbean being the first. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we just recently got on Google Podcasts.
That's right.
And you can also watch this, hopefully, on YouTube as well. Listen to it on YouTube. And then we have even more. Then we have links to all the social media, again, that we had on the front page. Again, a place where you can mail us. And then we have a link to something called Trophy Unlocked.
That's right.
Want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Trophy Unlocked is a website. I've probably talked about this before, but Trophy Unlocked is a website that I started specifically for reviewing movies and video games, and the idea was it didn't matter what time period it was. I got you on board for doing older stuff.
Right.
Those you have more knowledge about that.
I went to film school.
Yes. And it's been doing pretty well. We got over 1,000 reviews after like a decade.
Right.
So that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
And I feel like because of the quarantine, we've been somehow like accelerating with how many reviews we're putting out.
Right.
And we actually have a few, I guess, theme weeks planned coming up, including compilation of Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
Phineas and Ferb, and then 2 weeks of Tony Hawk.
Right. So you want to tell people how you can find the link, of course, on the website, but if they can't, they can go to
trophyunlocked.blogspot.com.
All right.
I have not changed that URL.
No, so but that is available, so we're always encouraging people to go there as well.
Yes. So moving on.
Right.
We've got these character pages.
Right. Now, the fun thing is we've started having videos for some of these characters.
That's right.
And so we've taken down the images we used to have, and now we have these little videos, and that's for not every character, of course.
Right.
And
eventually.
Yes. And then we have a little bit about, you know, kind of a little bio about the characters.
Yeah.
With Eli and Marty, they're together as far as the bio goes. But we have one for, I think, every major character that's been in the comic book so far.
Yeah.
So Mocha.
Like Mocha, which Julia narrated.
Right.
And then
Uncle Brian, which of course we recorded the narration here on the show.
That's right.
All right.
And I guess you get the idea.
Rachel narrated
Jennifer Perry.
That's right. This is sort of like the Rachel show. She should be on the show with us. And then there's just a lot of the characters there. So we encourage you, of course, and there's little, the videos are like a minute.
Yeah, we keep them 15. Around a minute.
Yeah, so it's not like we're asking you to spend all day learning the in-depth of.
Yeah, we've got one coming up that's pretty special.
Yes, they're coming up on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, be really cool.
I believe so. All right, so
then we have a little bit about, we have actually occasionally been in the press. Not so that much we're going to brag. So anytime we're mentioned somewhere, which is so rare, we do put up a link to it.
Yes.
We were in your old school paper.
Yes, I remember that.
Right, when we had our signing.
Actually got news coverage in Newsarama during the Kickstarter.
Right. And
We'll have to do a much better job of that when we decide to do another one.
Right. And then we have, in addition to where we've been, I guess, featured, we also have GoToPress.
Right.
We have previews where we've had a couple of people do some write-ups about us before certain issues came out. Then we have reviews. Right now, First Comic News has reviewed all 9 issues, so we have links to their reviews.
So they got a monopoly on that. If anyone's listening and they want to review it, we would welcome it.
We're very open to that. We have places where we've done interviews. I've done a couple of Money Matters interviews, and we had one where we did one with Freak Sugar.
Yes.
So that was kind of fun. And then we have some press releases. So if you're just dying to find out everything, the press releases are there for you to download if you really want to.
Yes. And then we've got video. A videos tab.
Right. So we have, there's a one that's for issue 10. Then there's ones we've done here. And then we have links to the various, I guess we would call them.
Playlists
on the YouTube channel. Yeah. So, and then we actually have a link again to this Twitch and then also to Julia's Twitch.
Yes.
So we encourage you to watch her as well.
We got our peak of the week, which we update every single week.
Yes. And it's usually just some snippet of an image or a panel from an upcoming issue. We're featuring issue number 10, since that is the next issue coming up.
Yeah.
And so every week there'll be a little, and it's, yeah, again, a short little blurb about what it is. And again, giving credit to the artist that drew it and colored it.
I just realized the coloring needs to be, the colorist credit needs to be changed.
Okay. Now she's till the 10.
Right. I forget.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay, so...
And then we have more, which is stuff that fell off. We have a poll question that we put up. We used to do it weekly.
That got to...
much of a hassle
for
the turnout. So we actually do have a question up every month, and we're trying to have it be topical. yeah, I know. It's been a long time since some of this stuff has come out. So we have a poll question every month that we put up. This one, I realize, should be called Which Now Delayed July Film, but we're asking, you know, trying to have it be topical.
Yeah.
What film were you that was supposed to be released in July? I think before we were asking about superhero movies that you're missing or superhero movies released in June, what was your favorite?
Yeah.
And I think it was, I want to say Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Won that pretty handily. So it's just sort of a fun sort of get people to come to the website and answer a simple question that we'll not use later against you.
So for those listening, the question is, what now delayed July film were you looking forward to seeing the most? And our options are Free Guy, the French Dispatch, The Forever Purge, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Greenland, Jungle Cruise, Minions 2.
Yeah.
Morbius, Mulan, and Tenet, and a space where you can write
in your
anything
own.
Else.
Yeah,
I voted Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I voted Tenet just to get a vote up there. But we could check the results while we're here.
That's right.
And let's just see how things are going. So we've got 4 votes,
including Minions.
Right.
Vote.
Yeah. So appreciate the other people voting, and we encourage you. This is going to change out tomorrow. Because it'll be August 1st.
That's right.
We had to come up with another question for the, but we will have a question up there tomorrow.
Yes.
So we encourage people to vote. It's just a fun little diversion thing. We have a page that was dedicated to the powers that they were using.
Yeah.
We haven't really. It's up to date because we haven't added any powers, but it's just not something that we're publicizing as much. It places just interesting images from. The comic book where they were at classrooms and stuff.
Yeah,
we have an events which was gonna be the signing at Golden Apple that got canceled.
Yeah,
we have a thing for the Kickstarter. Just a memory. When we were at our first con, which is the San Fernando Valley Comic Book Convention, over a year ago now,
and our first signing,
right?
Also last year,
right? And we had so much planned, but. or hoped for, I guess I should say.
Do we have anything else planned?
Not for a while. I mean, we're going to try to get a table at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Probably in the artist area, so I guess writer is considered an artist.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, if Marv Wolfman can...
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's also like more of a legend. I'll probably let him have a table anyway.
Anyway.
But, yeah. And then we have the honor roll, which is left over from the Kickstarter.
Yes.
These are people that donated money and reached a certain level of following.
Yes.
So, yeah, that seems pretty complete. Now, we're trying to do some, I guess, fun things with the website.
Yes.
And we're going to come up with a page that's dedicated to the community college that the boys attend in the comic book, which is San Ramiro Community College.
Should we give them a...
Let's do it.
Now for a sneak peek of what we're up to.
Right. So we have a page that is... We can't. I wish we could lose the power square thing at the top, but if we do that, it's off every page.
Yeah.
So we have San Ramiro, the great design that was done by Rachel.
Yes.
Again, should be on the show. then we have, as you go down, we have a little bit of brief history about the college. We talk about the mascot, how he was named. And then there's a place to, again, to sign up for the school, which you sign up for the school paper to start your process. And this is going to be a free online learning experience.
That's right.
And then we have select courses that you can take, and I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, but there's a course taught by about Power Squared. Surprise, surprise. There's an learning art with, or the art of Rachel Wells. There is a streaming, the art of coloring with Blythe, the POV, which is Julia. And then we have a course that is on the air with Power Squared, which is how you can learn behind the scenes of a comic book. Come on, that's pretty interesting. And then we have one about back to school time. Yeah, that's right. So that we're going to try to launch it here in the next few days. And then we have a thing about Trophy Unlocked, and then we have, which is could be a course.
Yes.
And then we have some shots of campus life at San Ramiro, taken mostly from recent issues. And then we have a Beat the Staff kind of page, which also includes Patricia Theorem.
That's right.
Who is a teacher at the school.
Yes.
And then we have Show Your School Pride by, you can buy some t-shirts.
Yes.
That are related to the school. So we thought that'd be kind of a fun thing to do. And then we thought, well, let's rename the campus store and do a new version of that.
That one?
Yeah. And there we go. So it is, again, has the same San Ramiro College at the top, but welcome to the campus store. Then we have a required text, because if you signed up for the Power Squared courses, you're going to have to buy certain books. Sorry, those courses are free, but the textbooks cost. and then we have links to each issue and where you can buy it. So if you want to buy it on Kindle, there's a link exact takes you to that issue on Kindle, so you can purchase that. So there's none of this looking for it really hard. It's easy, we can make it. Then we have, again, the same t-shirts, and then we have some Power Squared t-shirts, because hey, you might want to. And then I haven't finished, this is still a work in progress. And then there's gonna be a where you can, for your dorm room, we're gonna have the poster that we have.
Yeah.
So you can
so buy, you can the poster, get a sale,
right? Someone buy the poster. So basically, that's kind of what the website's about. As I say, we'll probably launch the back to school thing here pretty soon, and we'd like to have that be sort of the page in the comic book instead. Yes. Of joining the conversation, is enroll at San Ramiro Community College.
That's right.
So that's coming up. So anything else?
I think that kind of covers what the website looks like.
Okay. As always, we encourage you to join the conversation. Again, we've shown you where the website is. We encourage you to go there, sign up for the comic, sign up for the newsletter, buy the comic book, buy the merch. Hey, that'd be great. So.
I hope that was enlightening.
Yeah, I think so, hopefully. And so I guess that'll be the end of the show, unless Rachel has something really quick she wants to add. Okay.
I guess I will add that if you were listening to this and it could have been more helpful, please tell us at info@powersquaredcomicbook.com. That's right.
And the new site's going to be awesome. All right.
I think that
is a good place to end it.
Yeah.
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.